Watch, Chuck Todd, Joe Biden's Legacy as Donald Trump Came Back. By Amy Furr on August 17, 2025. Former NBC host Chuck Todd recently offered a stinging assessment of Joe Biden's D presidency and how it turned out. In a video posted Saturday, Todd criticized Biden's leadership and said the result was the return of President Donald Trump. Biden's presidency didn't turn the page. He wasn't a good enough leader because a better leader helps the country turn the page. We rarely go backwards as a country, so how bad of a presidency do you have to encourage the country to go backwards? And the perception of the Biden presidency. It was just a weak and ineffective presidency, he admitted. Todd then said, it's possible some of the things he signed into law will have long-term success. But the fact of the matter is his legacy is Donald Trump came back. In November, Trump became the first person to win back the White House after losing a re-election bid since Democrat Grover Cleveland in 1892, according to Breitbart News. In victory, Trump completed what is indisputably the greatest political comeback in American history. Cleveland, too, faced a closely and bitterly divided country in the wake of the U.S. Civil War. But Trump faced multiple prosecutions, two assassination attempts, censorship on social media, overt media bias, and even efforts to intimidate his lawyers, the article read. A few months prior to voters putting Trump back into the White House, it was reported that Biden appeared to have spent 40.3% of his presidency on vacation while Americans suffered under crippling inflation and the dangers that came from his open border policies. Watch, Besant, bottom half of America got crushed by Biden. It appears Todd was right when he said Biden offered the nation poor leadership throughout his 4 years in the White House. In January, a Gallup poll found Biden was rated as the second worst president in American history, according to Breitbart News. The outlet noted. Under Biden's leadership, America suffered the deadly Afghanistan withdrawal, soaring inflation, the weaponization of justice, the prosecution of political opponents, and a gridlocked Congress unable to solve the nation's woes. Russia also invaded Ukraine, and millions of migrants poured over the United States' southern border. Homelessness grew 18% in 2024 alone, fueled by rising prices and a surge of migrants, according to Biden's own Department of Housing and Urban Development. In addition, Todd claimed in April that the establishment media did not miss the story on Biden's mental decline during his presidency.